Some years ago, I went to a talk given by Lawrence Freeman, organised by the Norwich Christian Meditation Centre, and his talk made a deep impression on me in lots of different ways. One part of it that stays with me was that he explained that the Desert Fathers saw sin as compulsions. And when I researched Dante's Nine Circles of Hell for the redemption mandala that I was creating, I was taken by the fact that the first seven circles equated to the seven deadly sins. These stimuli gradually changed my thinking on sin from being a single event, something that I did or failed to do, to a pattern of events, a path that I walked on that led me away from the one God lays down for me. In The Me I Want to Be, John Ortberg talks about our signature sins. He says, "We do not get tempted by that which repulses us. It starts close to home with the passions and desires that God wired into us and tries to pull them a few degrees off course. That subtle deviation is enough to disrupt the flow of the Spirit in our life. So coming to recognise the pattern of sins most tempting to us is one of the most important steps in our spiritual life." And further, "Our sin takes a consistent and predictable course. The pattern of your sin is related to the pattern of your gifts." Put in this context, it might be easy to see how difficult it can be to notice that we are being pulled off course. We can be walking along steadily, in tune with God, and we come to a fork in the path. It might not be obvious immediately which fork is the one God is calling us to, since the enemy is a deceiver. We do not always recognise him as the imposter. Ignatius himself warns us in the spiritual exercises. "It is characteristic of God and his angels, when they act upon the soul, to give true happiness and spiritual joy, and to banish all the sadness and disturbances which are caused by the enemy. It is characteristic of the evil one to fight against such happiness and consolation by proposing fallacious reasonings, subtleties, and continual deceptions. It is a mark of the evil spirit to assume the appearance of an angel of light. He begins by suggesting thoughts that are suited to a devout soul, and ends by suggesting his own. For example, he will suggest holy and pious thoughts that are wholly in conformity with the sanctity of the soul. Afterwards, he will endeavour little by little to end by drawing the soul into his snares and evil designs." There is tale of Ignatius spending hours in the night contemplating a glorious vision instead of sleeping, night after night, before recognising that it was making him too tired the following day to carry out the work he knew God was calling him to. By noticing where it was leading, he was able to recognise it for the spiritual desolation that it was. The scene of his vision at the Cardener River, as depicted in the film Ignacio de Loyola, moves me and strikes me as particularly relevant here, when Jesus says to Ignatius, "Do you think your sins would have any power over me had I not chosen it to be so?"